This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Jeremiah says this, "I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not," underline the word not, "it is not for man to direct his steps." And then from Proverbs, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil." I include that passage to say this. The biggest temptation in somebody's life in this room is to trust in yourself more than you trust in God Almighty. And there's a woman here today. The biggest temptation in your life is not to commit some dastardly sin and do something immoral. It's to trust in yourself more than you trust in the Lord. And maybe today, this day, that will change. Verse 23, I want to go back to Jeremiah 10:23. "I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not for man to direct his steps." May I tell you in plain English what that verse means? You're not in charge, and neither am I. You are not in charge of what happens in your life. And maybe there was a point in your life where you thought you were in charge of everything, and you were in charge of what happened, and you were the captain of your fate and the master of your destiny, but you come to a place in your life in your 30s or 40s or 50s or whenever, and you wake up to this reality of Jeremiah, "I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not for man to direct his steps." There's been a professor at Cincinnati Christian University. His name is Dr. Bruce Smith. I knew him when he was a minister of a church in Richardson, Texas, in a Dallas suburb. Bruce Smith and his wife had a little boy, only one son, named Taylor, who was born with 8 to 10 major birth defects. I'm not talking about minor problems. These were major birth defects, significant problems. He was in the hospital for months when he was born, came home with all kinds of medical equipment, and Bruce would tell me that the baby's room looked like a hospital room. And I was so touched by this, what Bruce told me. He and I had lunch in Texas one time, and he said, "Randy, there is many a Sunday when I get up to preach in the pulpit where I haven't had 1 minute of sleep all night on Saturday night, and I can't imagine that. I personally cannot imagine being up all Saturday night and then trying to get up and to cognitively think and get your thoughts together and to preach a message." But Bruce said that was routine for me. He said, "My wife and I were nurses 24/7 for this child, and it was several years, like 3 or 4 years, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, before somebody in the church who was an ICU nurse said, 'Bruce, I want you and your wife to go away this weekend. I'll take care of Taylor.'" And he said that was the first break they had in like 3 or 4 years. It was an unbelievable tour of duty that they had to go through with Taylor. And he would say that Taylor was their assignment from God, which was an interesting thought in itself. He said, "Taylor was our assignment. God said, 'Here's your assignment for your life.'" At lunch, I asked Bruce a question that I ask a lot of people because I'm interested. And I said, "Bruce, if you don't mind my asking this question, what's the most important lesson that you've learned through your experience with Taylor?" Bruce didn't think. He didn't pause. He didn't rub his chin for 2 minutes and say, "Let me think about that." When I said, "Bruce, what's the most important lesson you've learned?" He said, "That I'm not in control. That I am not in control of this thing called life, but God is." And he said, "Secondly, I've learned that God is sovereign," meaning God is God and I'm not.
Well, we'll continue the sixth message from the Jeremiah Sermon Series tomorrow on Cross Hope. I hope you know our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.